Lecture topic: How to prepare for the month of Ramadan.
One murid told his Shaykh, Hazrat, I have achieved Maqam Ihsan. Maqam Ihsan means, he said, I have achieved, in other words, I achieved Maqam Ihsan in Namaz. The person who is inside Namaz, we know that you need Namaz in the manner that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. So you are looking at Allah Ta'ala. So he achieved that. When he told his Shaykh that I achieved that, as I said to him, only Namaz you achieved. Only Namaz. You should achieve it in every place. In a bazaar also you must achieve the same thing. Wherever you're walking, your achievement not only in a masjid. Maqam Ihsan must be everywhere that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. So when you're at home to Allah Ta'ala looking at you, you know this month that if you do anything wrong, Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. That condition must come to you so strong in your heart that it becomes difficult for you to go anything against Allah Ta'ala. In that way, you will not even hurt an ant. Leave alone the creation of Allah Ta'ala, you won't even hurt an ant. But you have that condition in you that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. It becomes so difficult for you to that much that you, when you're eating food also, you eat it in the correct way. That Allah is looking at you. You begin to talk also, you become very conscious, Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. This is the condition every one of us should have in us. So that we do not hurt anyone in any way. We are human. You make mistakes. You may say something wrong to a person. But you won't become vulgar. You won't curse anyone. You won't curse. Nor do you become vulgar. You may become little, but sometimes you see out of turn something, but you won't become vulgar or curse someone. Which is a very important thing. That is why it's prescribed that you must make a lot of zikr. Why do you think people today, when they read namaz, they are so disturbed? Because their mind is going everywhere. They don't read with peace of mind at all. For years they perform reading namaz, but they're not getting any peace of heart at this. The reason is because they have that time, but they don't want to make zikr. The more zikr you make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the namaz become very easy for you. Leave alone only namaz, everything else become easy for you. Because you're becoming so strong with the relation of who? Allah Ta'ala. And when your relation of Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong, then day after you feel you'll be a different person. You're namaz, Allahu Akbar. You don't want to finish a namaz because of you're forced to finish a namaz. Man, when he gets a condition of this kind, when he's completely inclined on Allah Ta'ala to zikr so much, constantly, continuously, any free time, continuously, not leaving 1 minute to 1 second beside the toilet or bathroom, besides anyone talking something important, besides that you will not, you only engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala continuously, to that extent it becomes so strong in his heart that he, while he reads namaz also, that namaz he does not want to finish it. He does not make salam to, but he is forced to make salam. When he goes to Sajda, he don't wake up from Sajda too, but he's forced to wake up from Sajda. Everything now he's forced to do because Allah's command. But the condition comes into you of that kind, that you want to always be in the zikr of Allah, that will bring that condition. You know when you're sick, your body is sick, but your soul is strong. No matter how sick you may be, but the zikr that you have in you all the time, make your soul and your heart so strong that you feel you're not sick. You get no kind of, no disturbance in your mind. I'm sick, my body is sick. But the Quran, my heart and my soul are sick. You can so stronger with Allah Ta'ala. Now the month of Ramadan is coming. I'm very worried. Usually month of Ramadan is a month of blessing, of forgiveness, a month of, when the shaitan, rebellious shaitan, were chained. But then why come they still with all that beginning so much of problems? All kinds of problems coming. You find this month that, you know, they say anger. Why do you think the month of Ramadan is called the month of Sabr? The month of? The reason is because you'll be faced with different conditions. How are you going to combat it? For example, you must know your whole day you're going to keep up, you're going to keep fast. You'll be very hungry. Now it's obvious this month that you know you, when the food is not on time, what will you do? The month of Sabr. The month of Sabr. How are you going to hold back your anger and make sure you don't say anything wrong that will hurt that person and leave alone that? You'll hurt your past. Your past will not be the same. Because just imagine the whole day you may suffer. You make sure that you kept everything accordingly. And the time of iftar came, you forgot all your sabr and you took it out of it. Now that you lost everything, you lost everything. The month of sabr is this, but you become so strong that it, and the easiest way to make sabr is by keep away from people. Keep away from people. That is why they say, there is no sin that causes more than the tongue. There is no sin that is caused more than and you remember this part that is compared to any part of the body. Some of the sins of the tongue we have knowledge of. We have knowledge of. Most of it may be to tell lies, to make ghibat. You must know ghibat is a very big sin. Don't you know of that incident of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The two women were there and they were suffering. They are about to die. They could not bear the hunger of fast. Couldn't bear. They complained to Nabi, Sahaba Ikram complained to Nabi Ikram, some these two women are in the last stages. Unbearable. They can't bear the hunger. Nabi Ikram some gave a bowl, tell them to vomit in it. The moment they vomit, what they saw? They saw flesh there and fresh blood. And what did he say? That they eat halal food, but they committed haram. They eat halal food. Now just imagine we in this time, when you get into position of this kind, you begin to talk too much, then you commit ghibat also. And ghibat, the sin that we're supposed to be very, very careful all the time, but in the month of Ramadan, more important. More important. In the month of Ramadan, only more important. That's why the Imam Ghazali Rahman says, Kassat al-Kalam ki hos. To talk too much, the harms of talking too much. Mahazat always will say, and that is one of the conditions of a person who goes to the Khanqa, who has taken the road to Allah. Killat al-Kalam. Talk less. A person who learns to talk less, he will always benefit all the time. And the moment you begin to talk too much, they will know that all the effect of the tongue is most effect to the heart. The heart is affected more toward the tongue because it actually translates your heart. One thing comes into your heart, okay, understood, you can hold it. Say you want to say, you want to talk about this, something came to your heart, I want to talk about this person. That came to your heart. But why won't you translate it from your tongue to your tongue? Why don't you hold on a little bit? That's called sabr. This is what you call the month of sabr. This is what you call that it came into your heart that I must talk about this person. And you know it is true also. That the moment it came to your heart, what was the reason for you to translate with the tongue? Why didn't you just keep quiet about it? And hold on to it, that's all to it. The moment you hold, and let me tell you, it sounds very easy. It sounds very easy. But remember, until unless you don't keep away from people, that is the most important thing. Unless you don't keep away from people, it will be most difficult for you to hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. Qillat al-kalam. Two things the Hazrat always tell us, talk less and make sure you keep away from people. Do not meet anyone unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. Then only you are able to control your... Because whatever the heart takes a picture of a person or whatever, it just shows it out of the tongue. So the tongue is an important thing. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you give guarantee of the tongue, I give guarantee of Jannah. I give guarantee of Jannah. Only control your tongue. Do not say anyone thing before. That's why I said that when it came to your heart, think, am I saying the right thing or not? Because once you utter the thing of talaq, khalas, then it's finished. Once you utter someone kafir, khalas, you have said it, why did you say it? Once you say something, you're cursing someone, why did you curse? A mu'min don't curse. A mu'min don't curse. Once you say something from your tongue, when it came to your heart, let me tell a lie. You told a lie. Khalas. So everything is with you now, how you come strong to make sure that you control yourself at all times. In the moment that thought came to my mind, I'm a talk less. No matter what happened, I'm a talk less. I must talk less. Oh, how to give advice to this person? My sheikh told me not to give advice, khalas. Some people got a lot of, you know, shock in them, enthusiasm that whatever they learned, they will tell others. But the sheikh says, you don't talk to anyone. You don't talk to him. But the sheikh knows what he's saying to you. Now if he trusts his sheikh, then no matter who's asking him what, he will make sure he will not speak. He will make sure, because he knows this, but that is harmful for me. That is harmful. Now you won't think that no one, that man asked me, now I must speak to him. If you tell a Mawlvi, don't give anyone maslas. Anyone come to take, couldn't ask another Mawlvi. Couldn't ask another Mawlvi. Now the Sheikh told him that. Now he's thinking, I got so much of knowledge now, I must not give it out. But the Sheikh said, don't give. There's a reason for it too, because I can under tajjub, you know, rajub. I am someone. When people begin to ask him, I am someone. And that thief you cannot catch up. You can't catch a thief. You can't catch it. But the sheikh catches the thief, said, no, you must. Likewise, you find people around you, when you tell yourself they talk a lot, you're telling them, don't talk. I'm talking of those who got contact with you. Those who have no contact, we got no contact with them. Apna kaam kar. And the those who show you they got love for you, and they come to you, and then they talk to you, and ask you for these kind of things, then you come to realize that this person needs some help, then you give him the help, and you must learn to accept the help too. Follow is very important. If you don't follow, this is all. Because abas kalam ki adat ka nuksan, no, any futile talks would always be definitely harmful to you. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى سَيِّدَ الْقُرْآنِ today. That keep away from all futile talks. No matter how much you like to talk about it, do not talk about it. Because once you begin to talk lies, like a person got a habit of talking lies, then he must know that whenever he sees dreams, also will be lies. A person, when he talks lies all the time, then the dream that he sees also lies to. Everything he sees lies to. But to bilkul hi siyah ho jata. And remember one thing, when you begin to tell a lot of lies and the rest of it, then your heart becomes black also. When you begin to tell a lot of lies and continue talking unnecessary futile talks, continuously, then the heart becomes, it dies. You don't understand these things, the heart becomes dies, does not accept the truth thereafter. Does not accept. Aur marifat ilahi hazir karne ki qabiliyat bhi isme nahi rehti. Marifat ilahi. Marifat ilahi means recognition of Allah Ta'ala, which is supposed to be getting in you, if because of your condition of talking lies and talking, making futile talks, the ability of that comes out of you. Allah money, Father. You know, man makes so much of zikr. He makes all so much of zikr. But I'm telling you one thing. Keep away from people. Keep away from people, talk very less. No matter how much you want to talk, don't talk. How much your desire in your heart is, talk, don't talk. I promise you, at home you'll be happy too. Everywhere you'll be happy. And the moment you begin not to talk to people, I'm talking what I should see my husband doing. My husband should do all these things. There'll be no problem to anyone. And husband should tell us, ye gharaban ban. You know gharaban means? Put it your heart in there. Put it inside yourself, this thing. Tumhen budde ko yaad karoge. You remember. These are things which you take it as small. My dear friend, is something very great. Bring that in your life. You're still young, bring that in your life. Try to be very close, do not move away from people, talk less. Talk only when it's necessary. At home also, you'll have respect for your mother and father. If a person begins to talk less, he'll have respect for his wife, and the wife will have respect for him too. Everything that's happening today in our houses too, the reason for every misunderstanding is because of the tongue. The moment you got this in your heart, whatever you say, before you say, think, before you think, to talk. Likewise, you can control your tongue, keep away from people. You know, that's why I say in your houses, especially in the month of Ramadan, especially in the month of Ramadan, if you want real barakah in the month of Ramadan, keep away from people. You'll be kept away from all kinds of sins. Because the month of Ramadan is a month that Allah gives you once a year. In this one month, if you cannot take maximum, which other month you can do? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam can make the Quran nearly every day he should read Quran. I think the Hafiz of Quran, he should read Quran all the time. Not nice to say, but let me tell it to you. When I first performed Tarabi in Jalalabad, I'm a young boy, 1969, they told me to read Tarabi in Hazaris in a Madrasa, big mosque. Now, in a Madrasa, big mosque, all big ustas too. Me, I'm a young boy, they're going there now. Well, now I forgot my food too. I forgot my sleep too. Because I had to perform 20 rakats. Yeah, you can't read 2 rakats, huh? No 2 rakats there. There they tell you 20 rakats, Baba. I forgot my sleep. I forgot my sleep, eating. I forgot everyone. Why don't you ask me why? What thing are you doing? 24 hours, I'm exaggerating, I'm only reading Quran Sharif. Right till I'm going to perform Taraweeh, I'm reading Quran Sharif. Before starting Taraweeh, I'm reading Quran Sharif. I'm not telling you a word of lie. I'm telling you because I want you to do it. I should see wonderful dreams. As you see, wonderful dreams. And I should go to Hazrat Ali and call me sit in the front too. I don't know what should make him call in front. What he should see in us, what it is. I'm trying to say the barakat of the Quran. I'm not talking myself. I'm talking the barakat of the Quran. The barakat of the Quran, read the Quran all the time. You sit in a car, read the Quran, you're waiting for someone, read the Quran. Month of Ramadan. But please, when your wife talks to you, don't read Quran. I don't want you to misunderstand anything. Because that talking to her is more greater than the Quran, because it's keeping her heart. As long as you need to speak the right things. You speak the wrong things, then that's guna. Then you must tell her, please, rather keep quiet, let me read Quran. So just try to tell you that what is great today, how to keep your tongue controlled. Do not take it as a small thing. Try to exercise yourself before Ramadan now started. Exercise yourself. So that Ramadan become very strong. By you controlling your tongue, you're controlling your eyes too. And you're controlling your eyes, you're controlling your heart also. Leave alone the moment you forget talking, you're talking to anyone, you'll forget texting anyone too. When you forget talking to someone, you forget texting everyone too. So the cell phone will be closed too. Everything will be closed. But the heart is open to Allah Ta'ala. The heart will be closed. So this is what is important that Maharaj should say, as far as possible, keep away from, control your tongue, and the control your tongue is to keep away from. At home also control, everywhere else. So this is a Nabi Karim ne farmaya ke jo shakhs apni zuban aur sharamgah ki hifazat kafil ho gaya, main usse jannat ka kafil hoga. So what the thing is that? You know what the thing is that? Who said that? You know when a scientist say, you know, I made something now, something very important and great. Everyone accept it very quickly. After you find you fail to. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he says, with all muhabbat to Nabi Karim. What is muhabbat? Muhabbat is whatever he says, you'll do it. Muhabbat is whatever he tells you, do it. That is the sign of a person was muhabbat to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is whatever he says, that you do it. Now he's telling you, you can you control yourself with the two things. I guarantee you, Jannat. You mean we are assured, we are absorbed of that kind. You're not taking sure any importance with it. Just invent not any importance. I'm giving you guarantee of Jannat. These two things keep away from. Keep away from zina. That's the meaning of that. And keep away from control. Keep use your tongue the wrong way. And the only way you can control your tongue or looking out the wrong way is keep away from people. Control the thing. No matter what happens. So now you begin to think, now if I'm going to stop control my tongue, then I must keep away from the cell phone, the people talk to me or phone me unnecessarily. Futile talks, now I must be very careful. If that those kind of people who really pick up the phone and talk to you futile, you say, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I'll talk to you some other time. You won't say that, but you want to hurt him, you don't want to hurt him, but you want Allah Ta'ala. You won't want to hurt him, but you don't want to hurt Allah Ta'ala. But you got in your heart, Ya Allah, by me doing this, but this is the intention was there. By me doing this thing, Ya Allah, I'm also stopping him from committing guna. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when that person was coming, Aisha, that person is not a good person. Listen to it very carefully. The time that person came, Nabi Karim spoke him so nicely, so kindly, the best of character. But Aisha told him after even, Ya Rasul, you spoke to him, you said that he is not a good person. But when he came near you and spoke to him so nicely, he said, oh Aisha, if he is bad, I must be bad too. But look at the Islah of the thing, listen to this more further to it. Islah is this much. To understand the hadith is very important. The Islah is this one, that in this way he'll be Islah will take place to. In this way, his Islah will take place. If someone comes speak to you in a very harsh manner and very badly, but when you spoke to him in a very kind manner, what will happen to him? He will melt. He will melt. So that's not his Islah. He's learned to say, let me become a better person also. Let me become a better person also. So this is what it is, let me know. Control your son. Lihada, hifadat bahut zaruri hai. Who saying this? Imam Ghazali rahmah says, to control your tongue and your private part, hifadat bahut zaruri hai. Agar zuban bila to nek baat aur kalima khair ko, or sometimes the sheikh will tell you, don't give even kalima khair also. Don't talk anything. But if you got true love for your sheikh, if a sheikh told you, do not advise anyone, do not give any kind of advice to anyone, do not talk anything good to anyone too, what's the reason for that? Oh, he's jealous, this one. He's jealous, this one. If you got that in your heart, then not don't go near him. He's doing it for your sake, that I don't want you to talk about good things, because when you talk, I will keep away from good things, gradually, the bad things, not your mind, but gradually, slowly, you come to realize that whatever I've been told was the best for me. Whatever I've been told, the best. That is it. Jab zuban zyada chalne lagti hai, toh love wohi badh jati hai. You know, when a person begins to talk too much, he must go into futile talks. There's no such thing. You see a person talking something and then there's no fuel. Even at the time of takrar, is not takrar, kitab, not of those students. They talk only in the masla and then masala comes out. Because what is supposed to be done is done for 5 minutes, then 15 minutes masala. So a true student will be very conscious of what he is doing. Very conscious of what he is doing. He makes sure that every second of his, he won't try to hurt anyone. He won't try to talk anything that's love and that's futile. Or jab love ho jati hai to khuda taala kisi had tak pahunche ka kya aap muh bakta phirenge to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq ne to, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala, he used to take a stone and put in his mouth. That was his Islam. Was it necessary for him to do that? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have got a threat to make in this world, Abu Bakr. But a man of that caliber was at the moment sleeping next to him. And was given radiallahu anhu. He said, my life is for Abu Bakr. But he is now of this condition that he takes a stone and put it in his mouth. What is the reason for that? And when I asked Abu Bakr, the reason for him to leave that tongue, that stone in the tongue, is to, that must be on guard. He's on? Nafs on guard. Be careful, don't do anything. My dear friends, if we can only do this. Nafs, be careful. Don't do it. Because shaitan is chained, but nafs is around. Chained, shaitan is chained. You know, they say, Ramadan, shaitan chained. We're still doing that thing. What made shaitan become shaitan? His nafs. The shaitan is chained, but we got our nafs to worry about. And the nafs is the thing that takes you away. The biggest thing is your nafs. The biggest thing is, what he says, تَتَاكِدْ مُتَنَبِّ رَهَ اور زُبَان ضَرُورَ سَيْسْ جَادَا كَلَامْ نَا كَرَهِ. I'm keeping on guard my nafs. Be careful, you don't speak anything out of turn. In a shop you are, you're serving a customer, the customer can ask for one thing. That is all you speak. Not more than that. You speak more than that, you must know that nafs is on guard. A person can ask you one question, you give him answer that one question, I'll answer that. That's why they say when you meet people to do, go and say, how's your mother and father is? He says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you that? And family people, somebody else. Everyone has not got the right to go and tell him, how's your mother and father? So, love father, kizam. Taki nafs mutanabbi rahe. Today I'm understanding the kitab differently. Imam Ghazali. Differently I'm understanding this kitab. Imam Ghazali, Mahazani should tell this kitab when he, before he passed away, read this kitab. Only this one statement, if you and I can become strong on. You want to drive the car, let me go see that friend. You know, now the car is all free now. Let me take the car now. Let me go meet this friend, meet that friend. Let me go to this bride, that bride. All these things dry. Just to say you this much, everything now is this, but I'm not telling you, let's go there. Mutanakya ho jao, becomes good. What must I go for? For what I must go for? Why must I go for? This nafs. Do not become follower of your nafs. It must become of this kind that I must be alone, I must not talk to anyone, I must talk to Allah Ta'ala. My relation to Allah Ta'ala must become strong. I want the relation to Allah Ta'ala stronger. Whatever day after I go to, Allah Ta'ala knows best for me. I must not go to any difficult heart. I must not go to any pain too. Any pain, my body may be pain, but my soul not pain. Any sickness too. گناہوں سے بچنے کے لیے اس آیت پر عمل کرنا کافی ہے. لا خیر فی کثیر من نجواہم, جس کا خلاصہ من چاہیے کہ فضول اور بے فائدہ کلام نہ کرو. He's emphasizing this, کہ فضول اور بے فائدہ. Anything you talk, when you talk to your wife to think before, she asks you, why are you talking like that? Then you can't go, no answer now. She says, it's not necessary to talk. You go, no answer. Because bay fayda, not thinking and talking. He's trying to make us think now that whatever you do, before you do, think carefully, every one of us, including myself. Think very carefully. That what I'm speaking now, is it right or wrong? You come to the masjid respect is I must not speak. I may salam, I must not speak. I must come and sit in front there and talk to Allah Ta'ala. Now your heart saying, you know what, there's still plenty of time, let me go sit by a friend and talk to him. So that is called now, what is it, your nafs. Whereas you're supposed to sit in a masjid, sit to talk to Allah Ta'ala, open a Quran or something. Not to talk to him. Anas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایک غزوہ ہے, ایک غزوہ میں کسی غزوہ میں جوان شہید ہو گیا تھا. Listen to this very carefully, because we like to talk, you see. We like to talk. If we don't talk, there's something wrong with us. There's something wrong, we must talk. And we are people of that kind. If someone tells you, why not talking? Why not talking? Why don't you talk? Now you get infected, why people ask me why I'm not talking? So let me just talking now. So what are you going to talk? Nonsense. The shaheed, you know, one jawan, you know, he got shaheed. One jawan was shaheed. Larai se faragat ke baad shaheedo ki laachon mein naash bhi mil dekha gaya ke uska bed pet par patthar bandha hua tha. You know, in a war, he got shaheed, he was martyred. And among the bodies, his body was there too. And he had stone on his stomach. That means you must know he did not eat food for days. You know what kind of shaheed that is now. Thodi der baad uski maa aayi. Mother came. And in this faqa ki halat mein Allah ki naam se jaan dene wala shaheed bete ke paas. In the faqa ki halat, in the state of hunger, he gave his life. There was something else, bhai. But listen to this very carefully. The mother came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, she says that she wants to see the baby, the son, the pastor. Allah ke naam par jaan dene wale shaheed bete ko pet. Kya kaha ke, beta, tujhko jannat mubarak ho. Listen to this very carefully. She said that tujhko jannat mubarak. Who is saying that? The mother, and you know that the person is being passed away in shahadat. She told Umar, Yasunka Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim heard this statement from the mother. He said this much, ke kya khabar hai? What she knows? What she knows? What's the meaning of that? Is that your duty and my duty of judgment? To give judgment to anyone? Yes, you can take khuda kare, inshallah, jannati hai. Khuda kare, inshallah. That we not take any judgment there. MashaAllah, khuda kare, the shaheed, khuda kare. Everything living in Allah's hand. But very quickly we say, jannati hai. We not say the jahannami. But listen to this. Mumkin hai ke befaida kalam kane ka aadi ho. Nabi kare, possible that she's got a habit of speaking unnecessary. Habit of earnestness. Isse maloom ho ke fuzool goi ki aadat jannat mein jaane se rokne wali cheez hai. It comes to know this, but he says that Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, by a person talking futile, unnecessary talks, it brings about a crazy position where it stops the person from going to jannat. We have to be very careful what we speak. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. You cannot say a person is Allah's wali too. How do you mean Allah's wali? Only Allah knows. Yes, you say, MashaAllah, you know, Alhamdulillah, he's doing good acts and all, he's giving away, nek aadmi hai. Nek aadmi hai. That you can say. Those kind of things you say. Musalman ko wahi baat zuban se nikalni chahiye, jisme ya koi sawab hasil ho, ya koi nuksan rafa ho. Imam Ghazali says very nicely, he's explaining that a person, a Muslim, he must only take out that thing from his tongue which is going to be rewarding, and that which is remove some kind of nuksan from him. Some harm is coming, if he can remove that, then only he must use his tongue, other don't tongue. The reason why I took this subject is Ramadan kingdom. And Ramadan, the only way you can get maximum benefit maximum reward, and maximum the closest relationship with Allah Ta'ala, because this is the only month that close relationship you can get besides this month, somebody else. Allah is giving all kinds of benefit to the person who gets, I want to give you maximum benefit in every way. Take. That's why I'm telling you, take it by taking your Quran and read the Quran. Half the Quran, read Quran as much as possible. Any amount of Quran is too little. Look in the Quran and read the Quran. It will keep control your tongue. It will keep you away from people too. And bring suffering in you that the food is not on time, you read the Quran. You know this, but the food is not on time, you read the Quran today. You keep away from seeing something out of it. Because I know this month, the month of Ramadan, the anger comes something else. Oh, Khuda khair kare. Not telling you a word of lying. No, don't know. The iftar he had in the mosque and go in my mind. He now he's happy iftar in the mosque. But when he goes there, the iftar not ready at home. Allah khair kare. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered the house one day, the Sahaba thought he's not going to come to eat that night. So they ate the pura. Now all this has been told to us for what? So that you know, like a cinema. Hazrat said, yeah, a cinema hai. No, so that if we are faced with this kind of situation, how do we combat it? He came there, he said, the food is not ready, he made dua, he made God into now salah. See, Allah, this ko aapne khilaa, ab mujhe bhi khilao. Allah Ta'ala gave that to Buddha. I'm not going to go into detail, just tell you how he should do, then that's what he's supposed to do too. تو فضول اور اس سے احتراب کرنے کی ضرورت ہے جتنی دیر فضول گوئی میں مشغول رہتے ہیں اگر وقت ذکر الہی میں صرف ہوتا تو نیکیوں کا کتنا بڑا خزانہ ہو جائے the amount of time you spend in this futile thoughts the same amount of time you spend in the ذکر of Allah Ta'ala the ذکر of Allah Ta'ala that friend you spend you wasted your time with he will not help you in the day of Qiyamah who wasted your time, you will not have to be a fear, but the same purpose, the same time you spend on zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you got treasures made for you in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala want to give it to you. Allah. So, akaman aur akal fuzul goyi se barkar duru goyi tak to pohn jati hai. No doubt about it, when a person speaks a lot and talks a lot, and begins to talk unnecessary future talks, then definitely he goes into lies too. He goes into lies. Must go to lies. All kind of lies people. And what about the benefit they do? Yani baatein nikalne lagi din mein nafa to dar kinar ulta din ka zarar aur nuksan. In that way, there's harm in your deen. Harm in your deen. To aisi misal hogi ke bit. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ramadan is coming. You will make maximum benefit of Ramadan as I mentioned. The month of Sabr. As far as possible, apna kaam karo. Keep yourself occupied in early part of the mornings. Allah Ta'ala wakes you up. That's his rahmat pamis. Talk to him. Make tawbah istighfar every day. The month of forgiveness. Read the Quran all the time. Read the Quran and not make istighfar and control your tongue. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala. Amin wa ala. Sayyidah. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والخيانة إنك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحق بالصحيح صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة من دعاكم ميتوا And I'll also make dua for you, Allah Ta'ala must do Ramadan Mubarak. Barakat in month of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq of making tilawat Quran all the time. And Allah Ta'ala must keep all this from tamam gunaw se hifazat.